Hi, everybody. Happy Tuesday. We're always saying that.
Hi, everyone.
I like to think that every day is happy.
Yeah.
Don't you?
I do.
I was thinking that on the way here, actually.
That's so good.
Yeah. Well, that third voice is Casey, but before we get to her, I just wanted to say hello. I'm Maurice Brown, and
I'm Licia Prater. Hello.
Licia's wearing her glasses today.
I'm wearing my glasses today.
And I'm like, you look different. Something's different.
I know. I cut my hair, and I'm wearing glasses, so I've officially crossed into old.
No, you don't. You look all, like, trendy with your God. Hair and bronze hair. You make me want to keep up. I don't know what's happening here.
I finally have just, yeah, my eyes have just, they've been messing with me for too long. And so, you know, like, you're trying to read and you're doing that accordion thing with your arm and it's like, forget it. Just get the glasses already.
Well, you know what? I might be there right behind you because I'm like trying to read this.
I know. It's just like, oh.
You can borrow mine.
No. I'm going to slow down the process if I can.
Oh, trust me. I've fought it. I fought it. Yeah. I did. I lost.
Well, happy Tuesday, everybody. Welcome to Women of Vision show here at KCNR. If you're your first time tuning into the show, just want to welcome you and thank you for listening. Women of Vision is a group of women supporting women. Our tagline is embracing our uniqueness to inspire others because that's what we are. We're all unique. We all have different talents. And, yeah, we feature the women locally and even out of town, those women that are making positive changes in their lives and in their community. So I'm really grateful for that and that they come and take the time to talk with us. And anyway, our resident unicorn, Sarah Chapin, is not here today. She's in Dallas, Texas. What up, Sarah? Hopefully you're listening.
Hi, Sarah.
We miss you.
And today we have a guest, like I said, you already heard her, Casey Strohmeyer. She's been with Women of Vision since 2017 fall, and she's also been a guest, but it's been so long and a lot has happened that we're just going to pretend we've never heard from her. Also because this woman is just like a lot going on. There's always something new with her, and she is always just embracing the changes. So I'm excited to talk to her, see what she's up to. But before we get to all that other exciting stuff, just, you know, let's just start from the top here, Casey, just in case no one has heard about you. Where are you from? How did you get here in Reading?
Well, I was raised here, but I was born in Santa Rosa. My mom moved my brother and I up here in 1979. So
my birth year.
So I've been here 40 something years now.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, about 40 years. Grew up in Anderson, went to Anderson High School, and moved to Reading while we were still in high school, my brother and I. And then just stayed pretty much in Reading.
Mm-hmm.
I've moved out of town a couple times, like to Fortuna and Napa, but that was like only a couple months.
Mm-hmm.
I was like 18, 19. I'm like, yeah, I think I'll go back home where my mommy is.
Dang, this place must have looked different back then.
It was.
What's the significant changes you see? Like,
a lot of buildings now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the west or the east side of town is filled in.
Yeah.
The land has filled in.
Just the other day, I saw like a building around here somewhere.
A building? You
saw
a building here?
A big building.
A big building? You saw a big building?
Yes, like a skyscraper almost. What is getting built over there?
Oh, is it over here?
Is it Oregon or Oregon Street? Yeah. I have no clue. But anyway.
Talking about the new courthouse?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Oh, thank you. Marisa,
I'm out of it.
Building.
It's Reading. We don't have big buildings.
I know. My kids look for the day for there to be skyscrapers.
That's when I'll move out of here.
You will. Yeah. You were. Yeah. I mean, that's been your life for a long time.
Yeah.
So you're like me. What's this? I mean, really? Well, yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah.
That's why I saw the big bill. I'm like, no.
Yeah. I want to be over on the coast by the ocean.
That's right. Yes. You have been traveling over there back and forth. But before we get to that, so what have you been up to here in Reading, like as far as like what was the first passion you picked up and first project? Because I know you
as an entrepreneur.
Because I know you as a photographer when we first met, like you were doing photography, and I know you're still doing that too.
Yeah, I still do some photography if people call and I'm able to do it, I will, because I still love it. It's still my passion. Mm-hmm. Since I was a kid, my grandma taught me. I have one of her old cameras, actually, from, I don't know, probably the 50s.
Oh, wow.
Whenever they built cameras, I don't know. So, yeah, I picked up photography as a kid and did weddings for a while, senior portraits. I mm-hmm. still love doing all of it. Weddings are a little bigger job for me now. I'm a single mom with three kids, too, so.
Yeah.
But now I'm doing massage therapy again. I started that in 2001, and I've been back in it full-time for a year and a half now, and started doing some energy work called Access Bars.
Okay.
And that's been a year now. October 11th was the year that I started that.
Oh, it's been that long. Wow.
Yes.
What is Access Bars?
Access Bars are 32 points on the head that are lightly touched for about an hour, and it releases, like, the drama in your life. It's like pushing the delete button on the heaviness in your life.
Mm-hmm.
So after about an hour, if you had mind chatter when you came in, you're feeling lighter, happier, and you're like, wow, all of it's gone.
Wow.
It's just amazing.
I keep thinking, like, there's a bar somewhere.
Yeah.
So pressure points then? Like, how is it different from acupressure?
Well, it's sort of like acupressure points, mm-hmm. but you're not pushing, you're not moving your hands, you're just holding them there for, you know, a few minutes at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And then you move to the next point. So there's 32 altogether. So they say bars because when both hands are on both sides of the head, bars of energy run through.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the working on stuff in there. And it's like magic.
Wow. How did you learn to become an Access Bar
practitioner?
Thank you. I was like, therapist? What's the word? Because I'm fascinated by that. I think that's really I think that's so cool. So how did you get into that?
My mom, she's gotten me into just about all the natural healing stuff I do. But she told me last year, we're going to this class. I'm like, okay, what is it? I had no idea anything about it. Got to the class. We did the whole class, an 8-hour class, which I teach now.
Oh, okay.
But after the class, I was just like, what is this?
Yeah.
I need more.
Yeah.
So I've been doing it ever since. I study it every day. I'm listening to podcasts every day, reading every day about it. So it's like a huge part of my life now.
Wow. Is it one of those modalities that's like changing, ever-changing, or where you have to keep learning the, I don't want to say profession, but the art itself?
The Access Bars itself, mm-hmm. it doesn't take long to learn that.
Mm-hmm.
It's an 8-hour course or training.
Okay.
To become a facilitator, you take 3 classes by 3 different facilitators. So that's what I've done.
But oh, cool.
Access Consciousness is the company. The founders, Gary Douglas and Dr. Dane here, teach a bunch of other classes. Mm-hmm. And they also have books.
Here in Reading?
No, they're in Texas.
Mm. Okay. All right. Well, we'll get into that more. We're coming up on our first commercial break.
Okay.
Goes by so fast.
It does. It always does.
It does. Especially the beginning.
Yeah.
Just want to give a shout out to the ladies that's been supporting our show. Thank you so much. Thank you, Linda Lingo, financial coach. Linda inspires and guides women into clarity and confidence in their finances. She uses a 3-step customized process to guide women to financial freedom, commit to changing your financial story, create an actionable financial roadmap, put your plan into action. Sarah Beck with Legal Shield. She offers affordable access to attorneys of the state, as well as identity theft protection and monitoring for personal use and for your business. Jesse Baldwin, certified health coach, free health coaching services. Call Jesse 530-355-5929. Change with Jesse. Bargain Books and More. Patty Nado, located at 836 Butte Street, open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 6 p.m. She will also do book trades. And that shop is so cute, you guys. You have to check it out. I love that place. And to Josie Ramirez, Everblue here at KCNR.
You know, there's some great fishing around Reading. But there's some great problems here, too, because of politics. Heck, some of these politicians must think I'm a fish, because they keep throwing me line after line of gonna do's to get elected, but then nothing gets done. Former Mayor Winters said our homeless problem was beyond the scope of local government. Ha, that's like me saying I can't catch a big fish because my tackle's too small. Come on. Or how about McIlvain? Fraud his internet 4 years ago. Oh, but now he's up for re-election saying, let's do a pilot program for 800,000, knowing it could be rejected by the voters. You know the old saying, if it smells like fish? Well, I'm casting my vote for Mark Masano for city council. Masano is a 28-year vet of the California Highway Patrol and is going to work his city council job full-time so something does get done.
My name is Mark Masano, and I approve this message.
Paid for by the committee to elect Mark B. Masano, council member, City of Reading.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas has been in business for 23 years, and my daughter, Karen, has worked here for 22 of those years. She started out driving our big delivery truck, filling tanks when it was 110 degrees in the summer and in the snow in the winter. Many years ago, she moved from delivery and field work to the office with my wife, Judy. Judy is retired, and now Karen is taking over her responsibilities. To further our commitment to locally owned and family-operated businesses in Shasta County, I'm introducing my daughter, Karen, to you, so if you call the office and I'm not here, ask for her or her husband, Jason. Karen, please say hi.
Hi, this is Karen Wehunt, Chuck's daughter. Since Chuck and Judy are spending more time together outside of the business, my husband Jason and I are here holding down the fort. We are here to answer any questions you may have and to continue the great service our customers have received these many years. Please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
They're at it again. Yet another attempt to add more government bureaucracy to healthcare. This time it's Proposition 23. 23 is funded by one labor union that's pushing their own political agenda. In doing so, this labor union is risking the lives of 80,000 dialysis patients. 23 is dangerous for patients, and 23 is costly for taxpayers. 23's bureaucratic requirements would increase healthcare costs by hundreds of millions of dollars every year. 23 will mean higher insurance premiums and higher taxes for everyone. That's Prop 23, the dangerous and costly dialysis proposition. Join the California Medical Association and the American Nurses Association California in voting no on 23.
At Paid For By No On 23, stop the dangerous and costly dialysis proposition. A coalition of dialysis providers, nurses, doctors, and patients. Committee major funding from DaVita and Fresenius Medical Care.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, everybody. We are back here at Women of Vision Show at KCNR 96.5 FM. And we're sitting here with Casey Strohmeyer. And we just learned that she's been in Reading for like almost 40 years or over that. And she's seen many changes in Reading. And from photography to massage therapist. And by the way, she's an amazing massage therapist, you guys. So
thank you.
You're still practicing, right?
Yes.
And then on top of that, you're also doing access bars now.
Yes.
Which you've been doing for a year.
Mm-hmm.
In the same studio.
Right.
Okay. And she's at 6608 Azalea. I've been there, but I didn't see your spot. We just kind of want to go over more about Access Bar for this next few minutes because I feel like, I don't know, like not everybody has heard of it.
Yeah.
You know, and just
I think
maybe.
It's kind of more on the esoteric side of treatment maybe right now. Like in, I think maybe there, I mean, I know I'm fascinated by it. So I think there are probably a lot of people who, you know, who might hear that not fully understand how that practice could benefit mm-hmm. their own lives. So, you know, thinking about the people that come in to see you for that, you know, what would you say is sort of the commonality amongst the people that come in for this treatment? You had referenced earlier saying, you know, a busy brain, a busy mind. And I think, so, I mean, I know
I'm busy brain.
Me too. The brain.
Me too.
Yeah, it just sometimes isn't, and it starts It starts at 3 in the morning, unfortunately. That's when my brain is like, oh, hey,
idea time.
Really good idea that you need to know about right now. And
yes.
So, you know, so it's hard sometimes to kind of quiet that busy brain. So, you know, circling back to the access bar, maybe you could talk to our listeners about who, you know, might benefit, how they benefit, how often you see your clients for this kind of treatment. You know, maybe elaborate a little bit on that, because
sure.
I know I'm fascinated by it.
Oh, it's so fascinating. I can't stop talking about it. So if you have meditated before, it feels like a meditation while you're in having the session. Sometimes people fall asleep. Sometimes they're kind of in and out of the sleep, or they don't fall asleep. You don't. Everybody's different.
Yeah.
So a lot of my clients actually that I've seen in the last couple of months have PTSD. So that's really helped with PTSD, anxiety, depression. It could be for anybody. It's not just for somebody
right.
with an illness.
Right.
So if you feel like you have mind chatter and you're wanting to focus on something, so you have a project to finish and you're like, dang, I cannot seem to get focused to get this project done.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something, it just erases all of the mind chatter.
And how does it do that? What... How?
Well, I mean, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Well,
how do you do that? How do you kind of hone in on getting people to get in that focused space?
It just happens.
It just happens.
You can't really say how.
Yeah.
It's the way the brain and the body works.
Yeah.
So energy work is something I'm just using my hands and placing my hands on the person's head. That energy from my body and their body is working together and releasing that. So... everybody's different.
Yeah.
It just depends on what they need to release.
Sure.
Their body will release what it needs to release at that moment.
Got it.
So I've done 2.5-hour sessions before. You could do a 6-hour session.
Oh, wow.
Just depends on how long you want to lay there.
Sure.
And how much junk you want to get rid of.
Yeah.
So are you like suggesting something to them while you're doing it, or you're quiet as well?
You can be quiet through the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
I have learned some what they call processes and a clearing statement
mm-hmm.
that Access Consciousness uses. So some of them like that, and some of them just want to be quiet and fall asleep.
Yeah. Why did they call it Access Bar? Like just the word access itself? Like
it's accessing the consciousness.
Mm.
So when you have your bars run, you're eliminating a lot of mind chatter, which opens your awareness. So, you know, there's the third eye,
mm-hmm.
which is actually the thymus. And when you do the bars, your thymus is being opened up again. Because as a child, mm-hmm. your thymus or your third eye,
okay,
they say that it's like works with your thymus. But your third eye as a child is open. Once you hit puberty, then it closes and it takes away that awareness. So it's like your psychic awareness.
Yeah.
Everybody has it.
Yes.
And when you say someone's psychic, doesn't mean they're weird and doing voodoo. Everybody has their subconscious mind. They just can't use all of it.
Right.
So when you do the bars, it releases that mind chatter so you can use more of your awareness and your subconscious. So it's pretty amazing.
It sounds like fascinating.
It's listening to yourself.
Yeah.
And you know what you know. And that's their slogan. Their tagline is empowering people to know that mm-hmm. they know.
It almost sounds like a facilitated meditation almost, but without talking.
Yeah,
without the words. Uh-huh. But are you doing like any pressure points while that's happening?
I'm not using any pressure at all.
Mm-hmm.
You do have
or
to touch the body.
Yeah.
But it's very light. Some people don't even want to be touched.
Mm-hmm.
So I just have my fingers like right next to the skin, but not touching. But I've only had one client like that, but
so let's loop back. Where did it originate? Like, who came up with access bars?
About 30 years ago.
Philosophy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Gary Douglas is the founder. He came up with it about 30 years ago, and it came to him.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't something that he researched, or maybe some of it was stuff he already knew, but
mm-hmm.
He just said, oh, this is where I need to put my fingers. He just listened to his awareness and mm-hmm. Because, like, you ask yourself things every day, like, what is it that I need to do to make this better? And it's always, we always ask with a question. But, yeah, Gary Douglas is the founder,
mm-hmm.
and the co-founder is Dr. Dane here.
Okay. So do you like to do it on you? Like, do you have somebody do it on you? Like, if you want to, you know, be on the, is it a bed or is it
massage table?
Oh, so massage table.
Whatever. Zero gravity chair.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So it would be something that you would need someone to do for you. I mean, so you aren't able to do it for your, I guess that wouldn't make sense, right? That it mm-hmm. would be difficult for you to do it.
Some points you can do on your own. But when you have the double energy from somebody else,
right.
it's way more effective.
Right, right. And how often do you see maybe like the same client? Do you have repeat clients that come in, you know, on a weekly or monthly basis for this kind of thing? Is it like a one and done? How does that work?
Well, if you think about how many years you've been alive
yeah.
and how long you've accumulated all those thoughts, emotions, and feelings, it, like for me, 45 years, or mm-hmm. even when you were conceived, or even past lives, if you believe in that, or, you know, just mm-hmm. even back down in the DNA. So,
yeah,
it's something you need to have done whenever you're feeling crabby, or yeah. you feel like you have so much mind chatter,
yeah.
or, you know, it works for everybody. And I have clients once a week. I have once a month.
Mm-hmm.
Just depends on how they're feeling.
Depends on how they're feeling. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, for something like this, it's so brand new, I feel. Like, even for me, I'm like, I don't think I've ever heard of it. So, like, if you have somebody, you know, coming in for the first time and they're curious, like, what's the first, I don't know, first two things that you would tell them about, you know, their experience and what they think, what they're going to get out of it?
Well, we really don't tell them what they're going to get out of it mm-hmm. because we don't know until after their session how they feel.
Mm.
So there really isn't any intentions. If they're feeling like my clients with PTSD or those with body pain
mm-hmm.
or emotional pain,
yeah,
people come in for me to see me for a massage,
mm-hmm.
and then I'll tell them about the bars, and I'm like, about 95% of my clients with pain leave with no pain when they have the bars run. So they end up doing sometimes half bars and half massage, like an hour of each.
One. Yeah.
Or a half hour of each. So they do. They leave with no pain and their emotions, like, it's at a zero.
Wow. That's so cool.
Yeah.
I'd be afraid that I just start bawling. Like, do you have anyone just, I mean, because to hold on to, you know, the variety of emotions that people hold on to, and then for it to be released. I mean, do people sometimes have a literal physical release of mm-hmm. crying or laughter or?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. About 80% or maybe 90%. Almost everybody cries on the table.
Yeah. Especially now with COVID. I mean, you need to release the mind chatter.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going our second commercial break. Sorry. But you don't have to answer that in full. You can come back later. Always getting interrupted by these commercial breaks. But we are grateful and thankful that we have these ladies supporting our show. Thank you so much. Big shout out to Michelle Lane Coaching. Michelle is a transformational facilitator of Elevate Workshops and Retreats for Women and a results-driven life coach, helping you to get to the root of what's holding you back from the life you desire most. She helps women remember who they are beyond the daily hustle, obligation, and overwhelm so they can awaken and deepen their truth, intuition, and self-trust. Lit from within, 2449 Athens Avenue, organic spray tanning, infrared sauna, light therapy, natural teeth whitening, yoga, meditation, dance, hip-hop, and so much more. I've actually been going to their yoga classes. So fun. It's just
I'm
been
starting.
Like relieving me. Oh, my gosh. And to Bev Gray with Zervita, she offers a drink, the most delicious and nutritious drink called Zeal. It not only is nutritious, but it also gives you energy, vibrancy, and boosts your immune system. To All Fired Up at 1796 Churn Creek, they do pottery painting, life casting, board art clay, prints clay, and fused glass workshops, and more. Thank you, ladies, and really appreciate your continued support. We will be right back here at Women of Vision Show at KCNR 96.5 FM.
Do Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
We are Women of Vision.
Hi, I'm Haley Clandenning.
And I'm Maurice Brown.
Join us for the Women of Vision show Tuesday nights from 6 to 7.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women, locally and globally. We connect female professionals and entrepreneurs and encourage women to collaborate and achieve their personal and professional goals.
With a spirit of integrity and excellence, we will motivate you to thrive, activating your unique abilities. Join us Tuesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR 96.5 FM.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Hi, guys. We are back. Your Women of Vision show. KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
There you go.
I always forget because, like, in front of me, it's like, it's gray. 1460 AM.
Yeah, so
again, it could be my glasses. Oh, yeah, maybe.
Yeah, uh-huh. See, with the glasses. I could have seen the 1460.
I don't know, Alicia. We'll think about that. But we're sitting here with Casey Strohmeyer today, and you know what, you guys, I usually read a bio in the beginning.
I know, so, we got, that was partially my fault. I just got so excited about her access bar that I was like, okay, forget it. Let's just get into that. So
in
I apologize, ladies. That was my fault. I just wanted to know more about that.
And that's fine because that is very fascinating and it is something new and we wanted to get to know that more too.
Yeah.
But before we move forward, I just want to read it just because, like, you know, it makes sense as we go along here.
Puts it in context.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So Casey is a single mom, 3 beautiful children, ages 16, 13, and 4. Not only is she a massage therapist of 19 years and access bar practitioner and facilitator. She also facilitates professional development workshops. She has been helping others create an easier life with access consciousness for over a year now. She has a huge heart and a love for people. Every single session is given with pure feelings of love. She loves the ocean and wherever there's water. On the tennis courts is where you'll find her several days a week. She's very active and has tons of energy. There's a sense of peace when in her presence. Casey has been told she has magical hands and is a true healer. I love that because that does kind of encompass a lot of what you're into. I noticed you mentioned earlier about natural healing care, and you do gravitate to that. I feel like that also is probably why you get pulled going to the coast and things like that. And I know you have projects out there, but what other like natural healing stuff do you do? Aside from massage and access bars, I remember there was this one time, wasn't it, you were doing like essential oils too, right?
Yeah, I actually started a lot of this as a teenager, essential oils, and I've been using those for over 25 years. I used to not sell them, but was able to get them for people, you know,
yeah,
like a direct sales for a couple of different companies, but I'm not really into that as much, but mm-hmm. I do use them during my massage, or I diffuse it while I'm doing sessions.
Yeah.
But any other type of natural healing I've done has to do with mostly energy work.
Yeah. Why do you think you're so gravitated to that? Sorry to cut you off.
It's okay. So if you're an empath, mm-hmm. or you know that you absorb others' feelings and emotions, and I've just always had that awareness of knowing what people are feeling and what they're going through without even talking to them. Like, I can just kind of guess. So I guess working with people and being able to tell them that and let them know what I'm feeling or seeing or whatever mm-hmm. Makes me feel good, because they like to have that told to them.
Validation.
I mean, yeah.
They like the validation of what they're experiencing.
Mm-hmm. And my mom is the same way. So I grew up with it.
Mm-hmm.
She's taught me different types of energy work. I've done different workshops for different types.
Mm-hmm.
Energy is all the same. We are all energy. We're all made of energy. If you're a believer in God, He is energy.
Mm-hmm.
And so we all come from that. Or the universe, if mm-hmm. you know, it's all energy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, I guess, like, I was trying to, like, when do you think it was, like, the first time that you kind of got into, like, energy work and also natural care stuff? But, and what is your favorite?
Yeah, so I would say about 25 years ago is what I can remember.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's been longer. I guess I was 16, so longer than that, like 27 years. Am I that way? 28, 29? Almost 30 years. So, and right now, Access Consciousness is my absolute favorite. It makes me smile every day that mm-hmm. I think about it. I use their tools every day. There's so many tools other than just the energy work of access bars.
Mm-hmm.
There's questions you can ask to help your life to be at more ease and to live with more joy and glory.
Mm-hmm.
Their mantra, the Access Consciousness mantra, is all of life comes to me with ease, joy, and glory. So I learned that at my Access Bars class last year.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I said, I'm an Access Bars practitioner, so I do the sessions for people, and I also teach the classes.
Yeah.
So if you want to become certified in it, you can.
Oh. What do you think are the simplest practices that people, an average everyday person, could do in those moments where, you know, you were talking about the different aspects of access? So, you know, what is a daily practice or weekly practice that someone might be able to do for themselves when they find themselves in those moments of really feeling overwhelmed and needing that moment to just kind of center? You know, in those moments, you're a single mom of three, and mm-hmm. you're obviously
so
very
much.
Busy. I mean, yeah. So I'm assuming you are human. You've got these moments too, where you're just like, oh God. So, you know, what are the tips do you think that you could share with people on how to, you know, find their center, without, you know, going and seeing someone, but just kind of in that moment when they need it?
I just say using the access tools. That's what I use every day. They say 99% of your thoughts, emotions, and feelings don't belong to you. If you're picking up on someone else's energy or thoughts, you can, you know, sometimes say, well, where did that come from?
Yeah.
That didn't belong to me. So you can ask, who does this belong to? And return to sender if it's not your thought. And so that kind of is the same with, like, any of the work that I'm doing. It just tells you, okay, universe, take this. It's not mine.
Yeah.
And if you can repeat that or use the clearing statement, which is right and wrong, good and bad, pod and puck, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. It's a mouthful. But if you want to know more, you can go to theclearingstatement.com. Theclearingstatement.com. But you can use just that, too.
Or are those like words of affirmation that you can kind of repeat to yourself?
It sounds like it just refocuses your brain into something other than...
It can, if you repeat it over and over. Or you can just say pod and pock, which is point of creation and point of destruction.
Oh.
So those thoughts when they came in, and then when you started destroying yourself with them, So when you repeat those over and over, or good and bad, right and wrong, you're just like saying, okay, get rid of all those good and bad, right and wrong. Because what if there really was no good, bad, right or wrong? And what if it was just your point of view, but somebody else said, I don't like that? Well, who cares if they don't like it? That's my point of view.
Yeah.
Or if it's something that someone says to you, you can say, interesting point of view. You have that point of view.
Yeah. It's a great way to be positive, too. I always, like, when I talk to my kids, like, well, it doesn't mean they're right or they're wrong. I mean, it's, I feel like there should be nothing, there should be, like, no definitive thing in the world.
Yeah.
Because somebody's right could be somebody's wrong.
Well, it's all about perspective, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, we all approach situations, relationships, conflict, all of that from our own life's perspective, you know, and right, there is no right or wrong. I mean, now, of course, there's incorrect behaviors.
Yes.
Like we don't hit, you know, we don't do things like obvious.
Don't roll your eyes.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just dealing with that with my son today.
Yeah, right. But yeah, I mean, I think like what you're saying, it's, yeah, there, when it comes to human interaction and feelings, there, how can there be a right or a wrong?
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it's, we all approach, and it's the same kind of thing. I try and talk to my kids about the same kind of thing. Like, think about the place with which that person is coming from.
Yeah.
You know, just think about that for a minute. You're coming from this direction. They're coming from that one. And, you know.
It's so hard sometimes.
It is.
Especially when you're fueled with emotion.
Yeah. And that's what that's why I was so interested in asking that question before about, like, yeah, when you are in that moment where you're either in the middle of a conflict with something or someone or yourself, or you're feeling overwhelmed. I mean, we definitely have those moments. I know I have them sometimes where I might be by myself in the car and I'm just like, okay, I'm going to look like a lunatic here, but I want to slam on my horn. And I just want to yell at something really quickly. Not at anyone in particular, but I'm just so full of like, and when
when you say, who does this belong to?
Who does this belong to? Where is this? Like, that's why I was like, okay. So when I was saying, explain to our listeners, really I was saying, explain to me how I can not, you know, have those moments where I blow my top.
Yeah. You also need to learn to be one with yourself. If you don't take enough time for just you, and not saying that you have to go out and get your mani-pedi done, but go out into nature, go to the ocean and just be with you.
Yeah.
And that's when you have more awareness and you listen to yourself.
Mm. I love that.
I did a weekend of, I put on my Instagram stories on Friday and I was like, okay, everybody, I'm taking 3 days to unplug. I'm not, you know, answering any calls. I'm not like, and it was more to like my clients.
Yeah.
Like if there's an emergency, of course, but I'm taking these 3 days to just disconnect.
I'm doing that tomorrow.
It
3 days.
Glorious.
Yeah. We'll loop on
glorious.
That. What you're up to next.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's our last commercial break,
last one.
We'll talk more about what Casey's up to going forward and where you can find her. Again, thank you, ladies, for supporting us. To Dana Grant, Master of Intuitive Life Coach. She was here last week. Unfortunately, we don't have the recording up yet, but it is on the archives at KCNR. So if you want to hear that, that's there. To our resident unicorn, Sarah Marie Spectrum. Unleash your dreams, own your imagination. You can find her at SarahMarieSpectrum.com or SarahMarieSpectrum on Instagram. Max Mallory with World Financial Group, life and health insurance agent. Anything that has to do with life insurance, it's so needed right now, I feel. I'm always like this. Go get it, guys. You know, don't wait. To Ali Veers, Bohem Salon and Spa, 961 Dana Drive, Suite 130. Relieves Trading, plant medicine that works naturally and affordably. Well known for their signature deep freeze pain relief. And I tell you, when I get really super sore, that's what I'm like, phrasing all over the place. I try my best, you know, what can you do?
But what are you going to do? That's right.
It happened. Anyway, thank you so much, ladies, for supporting us. We will be right back, Women of Vision Show, here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Ah, you got it.
Woo-hoo.
We'll be right back. Eagle Bay has new exhibits ready to be explored. See stunning benches of all shapes and sizes and bench press, please be seated, please. And then head over to Expedition Earth on a journey through the world's biomes filled with interactive science activities. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Reading Rancheria. We are proud to play our part in the community. This is Tracy Edwards, CEO of Reading Rancheria. Since the Community Fund was established, over $3.5 million in grants have been awarded to our local nonprofit organizations. We are dedicated to supporting worthy causes in our region and help make possible the impactful work done by our local nonprofits, and will continue to do so during these changing times. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
The Reading Chamber of Commerce believes that the health of business is the most important factor in a strong, vibrant community. This is Jake Mangus, Chamber President and CEO. We work closely with local elected officials to ensure their policy decisions take into account the business perspective. That's why the Chamber puts its name behind candidates representing our community that best exemplify what our members care about. I'm pleased to announce the Chamber's local ticket for the upcoming election. The Chamber's Board of Directors gives its full endorsement to Assemblywoman Megan Dolly for re-election in California's 1st Assembly District. At the county level, the Chamber supports Supervisor Steve Morgan for re-election in District 4. And in the City of Reading, the Chamber supports Mayor Adam McElvain and former Mayor Julie Winter for City Council. Say it with me, Dolly, Morgan, McElvain, Winter. Help us re-elect this slate of business-friendly candidates by casting your ballot this fall. This ad was not authorized by a candidate or a committee controlling a candidate, paid for by the Reading Chamber Political Action Committee.
Turtle Bay has new exhibits ready to be explored. See stunning benches of all shapes and sizes and bench press, please be seated, please. And then head over to Expedition Earth on a journey through the world's biomes filled with interactive science activities. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, ladies. We are back, and men, hopefully. I mean, we do get some men listeners, I know.
Of course we do.
I've got some coworkers go, hey, I was listening to your show, so yay, thank you. Always appreciate the support. Anyway, we're back here at Women of Vision show with Casey Strohmeyer. We have her for, like, the next 15 minutes. Before we get into, like, I was asking offline, before we get into, like, you know, your future projects and what you're up to, do you mind if I ask you, because... As long as I've known you, you've been an entrepreneur and you've dabbled in, you know, in massage and access bar and your photography. And we have listeners that are, you know, women entrepreneurs, but also single moms that, you know, it's their dream to launch a business, but they don't really know how to get started, or they do have a business, but they're finding challenges. So how do you navigate, like, you know, I don't want to say the word balance because
work-life balance. Yeah.
It's almost like a bad word now.
I know. I think it's becoming a little, I think like the...
Because there's no such thing.
No, there isn't.
It's unattainable.
There's no such thing. You just figure out what works and you just do it. And I don't really think there is anything such
thing. Yeah, I've been using the word alignment, really. It's like,
yeah,
you know, align with your values, what's your priority.
Yeah.
But yeah, like what's your tips and tricks? Let us know.
Well, over the last 17 years that I've been an entrepreneur, it's been a struggle, actually. It's been hard to get enough business to say that I have a full-time business.
Mm-hmm.
But being a photographer, there were so many other photographers, and then I had people saying, well, you need to just go get a job, which I did dental assisting before, and I did that as well. But you just have to listen to yourself, and that's what I'm learning now through Access Consciousness is... Mm-hmm. which I'll be doing a workshop on called Joy of Business. It's a book intro.
Oh, cool.
So that's going to be really good. It's just listening to you and not other people and what's right for you, mm-hmm. what feels true for you, mm-hmm. and asking questions. There's like people get mind chatter, so get your bars run. mm-hmm. When you have mind chatter, you can't focus and you can't think about what it is that you want to listen to, that your mind is saying. So just having your awareness more open, do some meditation, take mm-hmm. time for yourself, and write stuff down.
Yeah.
When you write stuff down, things come out of your mind that you wouldn't even remember after you read it again. You're like, oh, I wrote that down. So it's like stuff coming from your subconscious too when you just start writing. So I think that's important, to journal your days and mm-hmm. Asking questions from your body and saying, truth, body, what is it that I need to do today for my business? Or what do I need to do to change this? Or is this going to work for me? And really listening to what your mind is telling you. If it's the truth, it'll feel light. Mm-hmm. If it's mm-hmm. a lie, you will feel heavy about it. And you're like, no, I don't think that's true for mm-hmm. me. But when you're like, yes, that feels really good. But one thing that people do is listen to other people's judgments or their own judgments. So when you have that happening, you can't receive. So in Access, they teach you that. Like, when you have judgment, you cannot receive. You're living in lies. So judgments are lies. Judgments are evil. Mm. And so when you can just listen to you, your true self, or when you talk to God, you know, or when your subconscious mind is telling you things,
yeah,
then that's what you need to listen to. That feels good for you.
Yeah, I mean,
light, so...
How first of all, how rude somebody would tell you, just get a job.
I know.
Just get a job.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. You're like, I'm trying this thing, man.
Yeah.
And I was told it would never work what I'm doing or what I tried to do on my own. But it's working now because I'm using all of the Access tools and listening to myself.
Yeah. Yeah.
And just ignoring the noise. Like, you know what? Yeah. You're too noisy for me.
Yeah. I'm going to turn your volume down.
Yeah. Either that or just get out.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. I mean, that's hard to do, you know. Not listening to other people, but listening to yourself, that is hard to do. Mm-hmm. Especially now, like, with social media and, you know, like, I love what you were saying earlier, that you were taking
social
a break.
Social media is the toilet of the internet. It
very
really
true.
Is. It is the
okay,
absolute.
First of all, you make me laugh.
Toilet of the internet.
And it could be
in
worse.
The dumpster.
I totally said it the worst the word, but I'm so glad you hold yourself together.
I chose my words carefully.
She
I
can be a
toilet.
Professional.
I can be an effing professional when I need to be. Yeah, but yes, I mean, I think you're right. I think comparing, and you know, just like what you were saying, Casey, just comparison is just so evil.
Well,
and it's like you're saying, I can be an effing professional. Well, if you use the F word, that's for you.
Yeah.
Who cares what someone else thinks?
That's right. Good to use, man.
That's right.
It's fitting.
Nice. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I just, I don't know who says this quote. I hate, I always butcher quotes, but I love that one, the quote that says, comparison is a thief of joy.
Yes.
To me, it's like,
It is. I went on this whole rant. Oh, God, now I'm turning the show in about me. I'm so sorry. It's about Casey.
Don't be sorry.
I went on this whole rant like a few days ago, actually, last week or something, on my Instagram about.
Oh, yes, I reposted it.
Did you? Oh, my God.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
I see people talking about, like, well, I need to take a break from social media. And, like, when I did my unplugging, it wasn't specific to social media. It was literally, like, text messages and just emails I wasn't going to check. Mm-hmm. It was just I needed 3 days to just be in my own space and away from, you know, that stuff. It really didn't have anything to do with social media.
You said don't trade your authenticity for approval.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I think that means don't trade who you are for likes and mm-hmm. for follows and for strangers to tell
don't
you.
Don't change your life.
Like, give me a break with all of this. And, mm-hmm. oh, it just drives me.
It's toxic, too.
I'm going to go down a rabbit hole, and it's silly. So, it's not about me. It's about Casey. And I do want to hear about what you're doing this week, because you mm-hmm. were sharing with us that you were going to go on a retreat by yourself, and it sounds magical.
Magical.
it is magical.
So tell us about what you are doing for yourself this week.
So So I love going to the coast. I go over to Trinidad because that's one of the closest beach or places to go to the beach, or Eureka.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm taking 3 days to go over there and just be by myself, and I have it all written down, what I'm going to do, what I'm going to wear, because I'm going to be recording myself. I'll be doing a 7-day meditation starting over there, mm-hmm. and then coming back to Reading and finishing. But it'll start at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning,
mm-hmm.
and if you just go and register on Harmonize Mind and Body by Casey on Facebook,
mm-hmm.
then I will add you as a friend, and you can do the meditation. There is a register link, so it is a paid type of meditation for 7 days. So it's going to be really great. It's going to be based on what I've been talking about and breathing and just doing these exercises and making it a habit.
Mm-hmm.
So I think 7 days is good. I would do longer, but maybe the next meditation will be longer.
Yeah.
So I'll be doing that and photographing and recording myself for my business. Like, I've already been over there with Sarah,
mm-hmm.
my lovely unicorn. Love her. She did a photo session of me on the beach. So.
Oh, that was, I've seen it.
They're gorgeous shots.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
She did a great job.
Yeah. So then I'll be photographing myself in the redwoods. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's going to be an amazing time.
Oh, that sounds incredible.
Where'd you get this idea? Like, it just... Is it part of the practice?
Yeah, and my goal someday, or as they say in Access, have a target, because goals and plans are set in place, which mm-hmm. are great. But when you have a target, it's always moving. So, you know, goals and plans can change.
Oh, yeah.
So just knowing that. So, yeah, that's for me to eventually be over there more often and have a house over there so I can do workshops and retreats and my Access Bars classes.
Yeah. Oh, awesome. So where can our listeners find you?
I have a website, harmonizemindandbody.com, mm-hmm. Which is under construction right now. So I have it linked to Casey Lee Imagery.
Mm-hmm.
It's Casey, imagery.com. But you can also find me on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Snapchat.
Under
Casey Strohmeyer.
Okay.
Or Harmonize Mind and Body by Casey.
Okay, awesome. Before we end the show, we have 2 minutes. What's one thing you want to impress on our audience about, you know, how to pursue their goals and their passion, and or just anything inspirational you want to share?
I'd say using the tools that I've learned, Access Mantra, is all of life comes to me with ease, joy, and glory. When you can repeat that 10 times in a row, it becomes a reality. Anything that you want to be or feel, just make that. Repeat that and make it a reality, and always listen to yourself and be one with yourself.
Yes, and don't compare yourself to others.
And
people.
Don't compare yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
no
thank
judgment.
You so much.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was
nice.
Brilliant. Thank you, Casey.
Thank you.
It's been a treat. Anything from Carrots and Confetti, Alicia? Before we get booted out.
No, I know. Before we get booted out. Gosh, nothing specific. My year is filling up. For anyone who is thinking of planning an event or wedding for next year and the year after, fall is definitely looking a little bit more comfortable. It's so funny. I decided I was going to take that weekend off of not doing anything. Well, in that weekend, I ended up booking 3 weddings, so I don't know how that works. I'm here to help. Oh, one thing I do want to talk about really quickly is I'm also offering virtual planning. So people who just need just a second set of eyes, you don't even need to be local. I can virtually walk you through the process. So. Yeah,
awesome.
That's I guess,
Carrots and Confetti, you
sure.
guys.
Sure.
Well, thank you so much. See you next Tuesday, Women of Vision show here at KCNR. Thank you,
Bye,
Casey.
Everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.